Log Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgingtv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Terry. This is T-Mac out of Iowa, governor of Iowa. Good evening to all my brothers, fellow in Grudge brothers, and the listeners across the land. Again, this is T-Mac, the governor of Iowa, representing Grudge Inc. at P-Town Drag Racing. This evening, just like to be brought up to speed on the key players who are and have been holding it down throughout the 2013 season. As the season is drawing to an end, you know, for this year, I'd like to address some issues and concerns that we can touch base on in hopes of making 2014 race season better and more exciting. We're going to try to begin opening up some lines. I don't see any gentlemen with their hands up. We'll get started. Back on point here. If anybody like to jump in any time, just want to touch base on some things we've been Hello, good evening, brothers. This is Chair T-Mac, governor of Iowa. Good evening to all my brothers, Grudge Inc. and the brothers all across the land with the ears on. Tonight we're just going to touch base on some things. Just want to like to be brought up to speed on things and the key players who are and have been holding it down throughout the 2013 season. So this is a season about to come to an end, y'all. We're just trying to touch base, see what's what. Also, just the issues and concerns that we can touch base on in hopes of making 2014 better and more exciting. I want to begin with maybe opening up some mics. I don't see any gentlemen with their hands up. Feel free to jump in. Appreciate all your brothers online. I think 817, your mic is open. 739, do you copy? 817-7379. All right. Good evening, brothers. Brothers, anybody on? Anybody copy? I'm looking for some hands up, some guys to jump in. Just based on bringing up speed on some of the most recent events that have taken place. See who's who and who did what. And haven't been on since last week, even though they have Mike Hill's race. This will be about speed on some things. Even some more local events. I know it's another one coming up, I believe, in November the 20th or 30th down south in Florida. Just want to touch base with some cats and see what's going on, y'all. Anybody willing to jump in? I see a bunch of brothers on hold. We got a bunch of listeners tonight. Just trying to create a dialogue. Don't know everybody to be shy. Let's talk. Let's kick it. Let's see what's going on out in the Grudge Inc. world. Hello, hello in the radio land. Everybody can shine tonight. What's going on? It's early. You know, people are just getting on work, trying to unwind for the evening. But yeah, we got a show to go. We brought the speed on things. What's going on out there in the radio land? See what's going on out the Grudge Inc. world. anybody has a hand up, anybody like to participate, just jump in and get you guys clicked in and create a little dialogue this evening. Yes, see, we got a lot of listeners. Nobody wants to chop tonight. Nobody wants to chop it up tonight. Hello? Hello? How about the Blog Talk Radio Show? Anybody copy? This is Friday night. Get it in. Let's talk about some things going on in and around the Grudge Inc. world. What's going on in my town, your town? I'd like to open up some mics. I see nobody has their hand up. People want to be shy tonight. Anybody out there in the radio land got a window of what happened at Mike Hill Race or any of them shows that went on down south over the weekend? I know Cold Killer and Lethal Weapon got it on. Just trying to see what's going on, what happened with that, if anything. Hello, hello. 111, your mic is open. 303-831-1, your mic is open.
Hey, T-Mac, what's going on, brother?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling? Who I'm speaking with?
You got Twan out of Chicago, man. I'm just listening in. What's going on? How was your week? How was your week?
Mine was decent, brother. Yours? How was yours, my brother?
It's still going, man.
You're out there on the slab,
yeah.
Or you in town tonight?
I'm on the slab. I'm headed back to the West Coast right now as we speak.
That's what's happening, my brother. I sure appreciate y'all. Cats give me the ears on. I got a lot of cats online, but nobody's trying to get in tonight. I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to see what's going on. What happened in down south? Sure, some of the guys racing. Did you hear in the news? Some stuff that went on Mike Hill. Anybody?
I heard Cold Killer was victorious again over the Lethal Weapon car. So. He got another victory, you know.
Okay, so what's up, man? He's a bad man.
I heard it was a pretty good race. You got a lot of people that was saying that Lethal Weapon had some problems and so forth. But hey, it is what it is, man. Cold Killer, Chris Tudor, the Hype Man did it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all part of the game. Charge to the game.
Hey, that's how it is, you know. But those people don't know, you know, Tony Wright and Butt Naked, they got it on down there as well. That was a pretty good race from what I understood. I only watched it from the video standpoint, but old Tony Wright made a good hit and got away from old Butt Naked.
Wow, that's what's up. Okay, I ain't heard nothing. I've been working all week like crazy. It's the first time I was able to sit down today and been trying to get this show cracking.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
I heard you waving a white flag, you know what I'm saying? So I had to jump in there, you know, with me traveling. I had to wait till I got a little bit better signal before I jumped in, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. I mean, I got a lot of listeners. Got at least be about 20 people only. Everybody here hustling. Ain't nobody trying to talk tonight. You know what's going on?
Oh, man. Ain't nothing, man. I was telling all these cats around Chicago before it even went down that, you know, Cold Killer was going to do their thing. It was a lot of guys going with Lethal Weapon, you know, and I told them to pump the brakes, you know, that Chris Tooth was going to do his thing. And get back at them boys, you know?
Yes, sir. That's all right, man.
It's hard to point a pistol at somebody and don't kill them, and then you give them a second chance to come back. Gonna be ugly the next time around.
Right. Yes, sir. So correct. And we got a couple other cats now sticking their hands up, see what's going on. He be his own brother. So, oh, come on, Mike, see, get some dialogue. Got three or four cats just clicked in. They got a 773-3490. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, my brother? I'm like my man. I see you waving that white flag. So I think you got a lot of listeners because everybody's just waiting on you to get it cracking and see what the hot topic going to be for tonight. Dog kind of like set the bar so high. He kind of like raised the bar, and then he broke the bar when he did his show here. I think 2 nights ago, Dog did a show, and he based it on a fictitious, but to show the people's how hard it would be to vote this drag grudge race of the year thing. And
yes,
man,
sir,
that raised the bar so high to everybody just waiting on a topic now, I think, before they, you know, kind of like chime in on it. But
yes,
I got a question for you now that I'm on. I don't
yes,
know how well you've worked in this Cold Killer issue, but do you see anyone out there that can beat Cold Killer?
I mean, I don't want to say
that.
I got one cat that I love to see get in the ring with the cat. And I believe I know what ties are turned. That would be Mr. Donye, Fade to Black.
Well, that's my man. Of course, I want him to win. You know, he's family. So I definitely would love to see him beat him, even though Cold Killer did beat him once this year. I would love to see Donye get a second chance at him and whoop him. But taking Donye out the picture, do you see anyone else out there that you think can whoop that man this year?
I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. It's a lot of competition out there. A lot of cats doing what they do. Hey, I mean, that man getting down and doing what he do. I mean, he's a respectable cat. Cat has got to be on the A-game because he bar none.
You know, I told him, brother, here a few nights ago, I don't even know the man. The man walked up to him, shook my hand, so pulling for him to win, graduated. Yeah, I wouldn't even know it. But one thing I like about the brother is that he's only had one spiff all year long.
Yes, sir.
That's a tie. That's a tie. A 29. He don't care what you come with, just bring a 29. With that, you know, he said he's the hardest thing in the world to beat on a 29. I think he would have improved it. I made this point here a few nights ago. The closest thing to him, I think, is Mr. Wick himself, and he's beat Wick twice. They made a comparison here a few nights ago. One of the brothers, I believe it was Fat Man, says that the champion lets everyone else fight, and then he fight the top contender. Well, just because you had 30 or 40 fights and I only had one or two, I don't think that should make you grudge race of the year. Would you say so? If I beat you twice. Hello? I think my phone went dead.
Excuse me, gentlemen, my fault. We had some technical difficulties. I apologize about that. We're back on point 630-018. You're back in your life. Mike is back live.
Okay. Hey, who was that last caller that was just speaking? What was your last question you threw out there?
My last question? Let me open a couple more mics or a couple more cats. I think you might be disconnected. Okay, 773-3490, 773-3490. Your mic is live.
Oh, I'm here. Okay. It is D, I'm here.
Who is that we got right there?
It is D out of Chicago.
Hey, what's going on, D? This Big Pun.
Hey,
this Big Pun. How you doing, man?
What's up, Big Pun?
Hey, man, I'm just listening in on you, man. What was that last question you said about Cold Killer?
I'm just trying to stop some controversy. You know, people want to listen to my man's show tonight, but they don't want to. Like I told him, I think everybody's just waiting on that. Like I said, Dog set the bar so high with what he did the other night. Everyone's just waiting on a controversial conversation to get started.
That's right.
And I think I asked the question was, who gonna beat him? I mean, this year, you know, everyone has their turn. I think Tony Bynum said it best a few nights ago. Tony Bynum said, you know, it's that man's turn. I just don't think no one gonna beat him this year. I would love to see Donye beat him. Because Donye getting in the ring with him, I'm gonna bet with Ye. But other than Ye, man, I don't see no one out there going to beat the man. The man to beat everything that came to him. And, you know, I gave a scenario that they gave the other night. A boxer don't have to fight 20 or 30 fighters if he's a champion. He just fight the top contenders.
Hey, D, I absolutely agree with you 100%. You know, the man ain't been turning down nothing but his collar all year long. You know, you got a lot of people that respect that. You know, my hat goes off to him. You know, he's doing what he got to do. Then you got a lot of people that don't respect that. But those who don't respect that, you know, they coming up with all these different stipulations about what type of tie they want to put on and this and that. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of unfair to the man. You know, he been running and he been winning on 29s. And you got a lot of people trying to change the game. And I feel like at this point, the man know how to run this operation. It's either you're going to come on 29s or you ain't, you know.
And I agree with you. And, you know, another thing I heard him say the other night, man, someone, I forgot who said it now, but someone made a comment about him saying he only bring one bullet. Hey, do a champion, I'll put it this way, have you ever seen Ali have two fights in one night?
No, sir.
And then I asked this question a few nights ago. Why are they finding this argument to be so hard? Someone got to finish. Someone got to be the last one to finish first. Someone got to be one to finish last. They're the first and second in every competition. They're the first and second. Someone will come in second place. Rick played a good game. I mean, he played according to what he said. Now, I listened to Jay Barnes just prior to the rules the other night, and the description that Jay Barnes gave is not exactly what Rick said. They, you know, Rick kind of like twisted the rules a little bit, and he played within them, but he kind of like twisted them. But according to the rules that Jay Vaughn laid down, I myself personally, I don't see it being no other way. And I honestly definitely can't see how you can take 40 races and develop them on 5 different cars. Each race should go with each car.
Right. Well, what was going on with the rules and stuff? What was going on with that?
They was stipulating, you know, how the rules that they had laid down, and you saying that's who they're going to be this year. You know, this grudge races and high-profile grudge races, some of that nature. I don't think Killer had a race that wasn't a high-profile race. I think all his races were high-profile races.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of perks on the line every time he went to the line, you know. He wasn't racing no shortcuts.
And that's high profile all the way, isn't it?
Yeah, all the way.
Another thing, man, did you ever see him race early? Wasn't all his races late? Was anyone leaving until he raced?
No,
it's like he was the main event at every unit he went to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not voting. But I think he should be. I think the man should be grudge race. Even though he said the man should be grudge race of the year. And he's in the running. And he thinks the man should be grudge race of the year.
Well, but you know, you have to look at it this way, you know, not taking nothing away from other cities or other grudge races. But, it's just a lot of stuff we don't cry about from Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If the man been winning and getting down, Donye is looking at it from a player standpoint. You know, hey, ain't nobody blind. Ray Charles can see what he's doing, but you got a lot of people around the country want to cry about what size tie he on and who he done ran and how many times he done ran. You know, damn all that, man. He been knocking everybody out there getting his way. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, and the rest, and a lot of other people, man. My hat goes off to them. Until somebody step up and knock them off, then I look and think otherwise. But right now, you know, as far as the 29s on Nitrous, man, you know, Cold Killer, the baddest joke I've seen in a long time.
And I agree with you. And you know what, D? A lot of people be playing it short.
And, you know, we've seen a lot of good racing in Chicago. And far back as you can remember, and you've been around for a long time. You ain't never seen the jumper really doing what he's doing.
No, I ain't never seen it. I seen Drag go across the country whooping jokers. I didn't see him do that.
Right.
Yeah, I never seen him do that. Yeah. I mean, it's just unheard of. I never seen John Force do it. I didn't see Bob Glidden do it, and it's just unheard of.
Right.
It really is.
Man, you just got to get that brother's props, man. A man running his program, doing what he do, until somebody knocked the man out the ring, man. Get a man his props.
Hey, Mike Hill said it best. He had a race a little while back called the Two-Face Haters, man. And that's all they are, is Two-Face Haters. That's it. That's the only thing I can say. Two-Face Haters, man. They going to say one thing in a man's face, but then they'll get behind closed doors and say something else.
You know, but I like about that brother, Cole Killer. He's a peaceful brother. He's humble. And, man, just take care of his business. You just got to get a man his props. Take your hat off to the man in 88. Just keep it moving.
That's right. But
is he truly a humble man?
Yes, sir. He's peaceful.
The man quiet as a church mouse.
The man walk up to the church. You see him in the stage lane. The man quiet church mouse. He'll meet you and greet you. A lot of brothers don't know who he is. But he humble cat. Win, lose, or draw. I mean, I ain't even seen the man do nothing but win. The man, demeanor, nothing changed. He's still himself, you know, throughout, before and after the race. Peaceful cat. Real humble brother. Real laid back.
Yes, well, you know, like I said, I never met the lame man, but I just give props what props do. And I think man right now is bad as him if I still. I just what I think. I think he's as bad as him if out there right now.
That's right.
Thank you,
hey.
Until he lose.
Yes,
with that being said, too, you know, we got to take our hats off to some more Midwest boys. You know, Team SBO went down there and kicked them boys nuts in down south. So, you know, we got to take our hats off to another Midwest car. You know, Team SBO, Terry, and Teddy, you know, they doing their thing. They on the rampage right now. They kick Big Low right off in his chubby ass.
Right. Yes, sir. He's class. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, with that being said, a couple brothers got their hands up. 773-7115. 773-7115. Your mic is live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Also,
313-078.
313-078.
Yeah, this me, man. What's happening?
Okay, what's happening?
Yeah, nothing much, man. It's all good here in the Windy City.
The man is like
John Force, you know. He's to be reckoned with. I mean, until the man is hooked, they all just have to, you know, stand in line and get the man his props. You know, and then they're trying to come up with these steps. Man, my car's on 29. If you want to challenge me, put you on some 29. If not, get you some motherfucking business.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got time to be bothered with you.
Why that's
just plain and simple.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
What's happening?
Yeah, man. Long time no see, this Big
Pern. Oh, what's going on, Big
Pern? Ain't nothing, man. Just listening in at you, man. I agree with you 100% on that topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm running on 29. I'm the man y'all wants to whoop. Put you on some 29. If you ain't got no 21, go find you some motherfucking business. It's all
I
it's fair. I don't need you to be in the limelight. You need me to be in the limelight. You know what
I'm
saying? So, you know, the hell with it.
I make you famous.
Hey, kid, like I told you, man, I've been riding this game over 40 years. I've seen some hell of a fine streets, man, and I ain't never seen it done. You know, with one car, you know. I've never seen it done with one car. It's just almost an unheard of thing, man. And as far as the steps go, the man only got one step. That's 29. That's the only thing I ever heard come out of the man's mouth, 29.
Yeah. You know, but he already got a name, but I would like to give him another name. You know, the old name out of Chicago, D? Some kind of dangerous.
Yeah, he's some kind of dangerous.
Hey,
he is some kind of dangerous.
Hey, kid, I'm gonna do you one better than that. You know, on Crew Chief show, you know, he was calling Lil Rick and them, you know, he was calling John Holmes and the Light Man. You remember that?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what, man? We just gonna have to go on and get Cold Killer a new name. out of Chicago for real, man. We just going to have to call that man Mr. Wilcox, man.
Man, the man came out a couple years ago, man.
Mr. Woodcock. That's the man's new name,
yep.
man, because he ain't doing nothing but laying cock down on them boys.
I'm telling
you. He's a rattlesnake. The man's a rattlesnake, man. I mean, that is all to it. Playing with that man mm-hmm. like telling kids in a rattlesnake.
Right.
You damn near know you did yet.
Right.
You know, and kids, with me,
yeah.
from watching that man races, it's like when you go to the line with him, you just hoping he break.
Right, exactly.
It's like you don't have another iota chance of winning if he don't break. And I got
right.
to say, I've said it several times, man. Wick keeps saying he should be, but the man done beat you twice.
Right. No, Wick the man in the running.
Car.
Right. Wick ain't in the running no more, and Donnie, he ain't in the running no more. He done whoop Wick twice and whoop Donnie once.
And he beat Donnie?
Yeah.
Now, you know, if I had my way, it'd be yay all the way. But
right,
you
right,
gotta
right,
be
right.
by the thing. The man ain't lost. Yep. Have he come close to losing?
Only race he come close to losing was with Donnie.
That's the closest race that man had all season. Anything else I see,
right.
he been shaking and getting cat. Wasn't no gap thing going there, bro. I witnessed that one.
That's
close to
the one I've seen. Everybody else, he just
shook
his ass
in the face. Mm-hmm. You know,
stuck
his fang in all those ass.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
This one, I said this the other night, and I still say this, man. I think they should have stipulated driver of the year and grudge racer of the year.
Yeah.
Because I honestly feel, man, if you're driving several cars, you're not grudge racer of the year. You should be driver of the year. Because all you're
mm-hmm.
going to drag.
All right.
And, I mean, that's where I think it should go. But, you know, who am I?
Yeah.
Man,
well, they need some help, you know, coming up with a few more titles in Canon. You know, they need to ask around about it.
Well, I mean,
well,
that's good. You know, we putting it out there. Maybe Mr. Spahn's will hear about it, and they
yeah.
consider some changes, you know. It's good
mm-hmm.
talking about it.
So your brother
is saying there should be something called grudge racer of the year and driver of the year, two separate categories.
Yeah, I think it should be two
yeah.
separate categories.
Yeah.
Here's why I said that, my brother. If you're driving four or five different cars, such as Wicks and Tony Bynes, okay, let me put it like this here. If Kia drives my car,
yes,
and he wins, that's my win, not Kia's win.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Then Kia turns around and drives your car. And he win. That's your win, not kid's win.
Right. Right.
He should be driver. He should be driver of the year.
Cole
Killer has ran one car all year.
Yeah, one driver, one top.
One driver,
right.
one car. You know, so I think these things that we're talking about now should have been clarified when they came up, before they came up with these awards. Now, like I've said several times, it's going to be unfair to Wick to not give it to him because his criteria that I play within the laws and bylaws and rules that you laid out. It's going to be unfair to Cole Killer because he's like, man, I beat that man twice. I ain't lost a race this year. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Jay Buzz won't come on the air when someone like myself is on because I guess he don't want to, I don't know.
I might
be wrong, but I want to make a comment. And D, you've been around, kid, you've been around for a long time. Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, guys from Chicago, it really wasn't no stipulation about tie size. If you had on 28 and I had on 29, shit, if we was going to humbug, we was going to humbug. I really can't remember a day when we really just paid attention to a guy tie, especially when he come with little ties on. Now, you know, it's a difference when a joker got 1,400s on and you got 1,000s on, but
Big Fun back in the day, that didn't make a difference. Hell, I had 1,050s on and ran over. He had 1,400s on. So that
exactly.
didn't make a difference. Back in the
it
day, you ran who you thought you could win. That's
exactly.
all that matters. If you thought you could win, you didn't give a damn if it was a plastic car. You ran it.
You ran it.
That's this new drag racing going on, man. There's 1,000s and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
dragging
that
shit
come up from the south.
When I hear I can't do nothing but chuckle, because you hear you got a joker with some 28s on, and this joker got 29s, and I understand, you know, that's what they do in their region and in their area, but hey man,
right.
28 don't stop me from getting on a joker's ass when he got 29s on. That ain't gonna stop nothing.
No,
right.
You know what, big problem? You know what wins drag racing? ET wins drag racing.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's it, that's all.
I never know the tire size to win no drag race. It's ET.
Right.
If I figure, goddamn it, I'm faster than him, you could have on some 33s. If I figure I can whoop your ass, you got an ass whooping coming.
That's right.
That's it, that's all, man. That's it, that's all. But like I said, man, that's just newfound drag racing. You know, like Drag and I was talking here a few days ago about these drag radios and the regular slicks. They're talking about this track is tweeted for drag race. There's no such thing, man. Biggest lie ever been told.
No.
You know
what?
There's
right.
No such thing.
I will say this in respect to just what happened at Holly Springs last weekend. We were down there. They had a little thing. And I will say this. I bear witness to it. Nothing with slicks got down that track. Nothing with slicks got down that track. Drag radio thing. Only one I see, Tony Byron, got on the track. But he pulled so much power just to get down through there. Hey, but time he turned the thing back on, hey. But really, 9 times out of 10 cars, I'm talking about from Don Yee to Tate, nobody got down that track. They had issues.
I'm going to say this to you, my brother. The tires are made out of the same rubber. There's no such thing as treating a track for a drag radius, man. I hear a lot of things to be said, man. And like I said, I will contest to this. See, nobody wants to listen to a brother that's not drag racing. They say, man, he raced 40 years ago or 20 years ago. They don't want to hear that shit. But knowledge is knowledge. You know,
yes,
that's just something you don't lose and you can't anybody take it away from you. And don't let no one fool you, man. Like the way they measure the tires, now they're measuring tires in height. That ain't never been measured on a tire before. That's not how the makers, that's not how Firestone, Goodyear, who, now the tire makers, they don't measure tires that way. It's just a way to create a new myth in drag racing and get something going.
Yes, sir.
Same thing with 5W's, you want to say, you know. But it's just not happening. That's the best way to put it. You just don't do it. I mean, there's no such thing as a drag radius track and a slick track, you know.
No, sir.
Like I hear about we pulling power out the car. So you didn't the night just come in later? You know, I mean, all this stuff is old, man. It's nothing new.
Right.
It's just a new twist in the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say it just like this. You know, guys from Chicago, man, you show up with some drag radios on, we gonna run you. You know, it's just
D
said, man. Ain't no track prep for no certain car. You know, you got to battle the track. No matter what size or what kind of tire you got on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you.
I go out and say you probably gonna have someone to come on in short and gonna go against what I just said.
Oh man,
you know I'm almost sure someone gonna call in and say, man, he don't know what he's talking about, but the proof is in the pudding, man. You know,
man,
the tire made from the same come from our same room.
Man, and everybody. Let me get this.
Hey, open up the mic. 312-0684. 312-0684.
You're going on there, man.
How y'all feeling, man?
What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's up, Larry?
All right, hanging up there. Hey, D, first thing I wanted to say to D was when you said, who am I? Hey, D, you're a fan.
Most of these new guys, Larry, step someone like Don Yee, a skin. They don't know me, man. You know, when I was racing, they didn't know me.
I raised with his father, uncles, and dad.
Hey, D, I know your ass too. Sorry when I call you back.
Yawning and half asleep.
It sounds like Lucky. But I didn't call you last 3 days. You didn't call me back yet, man.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you didn't want to do right.
Yeah, D, what I was saying was this here, D. I was just only saying that because the last program that I was on, I think it was Tuesday night, I was trying to bring out the same point that you was trying to bring out, D, and the point was this here.
Right.
That if a person have an undefeated season, that cannot be overlooked. You know, I mean, people can overlook it if they want to, you know, and it was so much animosity and so far confusion and stuff. And when I came, I listened to the program, but when I came in on the program, I was merely trying to state the fact of the matter that would it be in, so if we open up some more categories and give people something to run at, because if you got everybody running at the same thing, it's always going to be confusion and animosity. But if we open up some other categories, you know, and have people to run at certain things, then that's going to keep this same study growing, you know, and it's going to keep it being good at all times. Who wants to sit up and contemplate? Who wants to come sit up and debate? Listen, man, we have to drive all the way to Illinois. We have to drive through Tennessee. We have to drive through Kentucky. We have to drive through all those states to go down there. When we go down there, we're going out there to enjoy ourselves, man. I don't care for all that contemplating and all that kind of stuff. Let's open this thing up and make this thing good, man, for everybody. And the most important thing, be fair. You know, if a guy got an undefeated season, man, you got to credit that, man. I mean, ain't no way around it.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, hey, Larry, you know, like I told you. If you do it on a win loss basis, he's undefeated. If you do it on a point system, he's batting 1,000. Liars don't figure, the figures definitely don't lie.
Yeah.
Hey, D.
Right.
D.
Yeah.
What's that?
John Forth had a T-shirt on about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It's called The Undisputed Truth. There it is.
I remember that.
It is the way it is, man.
I mean,
yeah,
that's not taking nothing away from Tony. You know, I was shocked, man, a couple nights ago when DJ Grant came on there. DJ Grant came on, and he didn't say, I looked for him to say the same thing he had said on KO's show. Okay, I'm sure he's ahead. Tony was getting his ass whooped early. Rick was getting his ass whooped. And so you ran 40 races or 50 races. That's not I can't say it's not, because I don't know what Jay Bond's rules and regulations are. But that, in my book and in my knowledge, and I got 13 years of school, I didn't miss one, I didn't repeat one. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I try to, you know, be long from the dummy. That's not a criteria to me to be Grudge Race of the Year when a man is zero in the loss column. Everything this man has done has been a win, including beating his closest competitor, seems to be with when he beat you twice. There's nothing else for a lawyer to argue. You know, and the lawyer closed the state, and his closing statement, his statement going to be, you honor, judge and jury, my client has beat this man twice. He's my closest competitor. I mean, that just closed the case out right there.
I agree with that 100%. You know, see, my thing is not to take no credibility away from nobody. I mean, even to the slowest guy, it's don't take nothing to take away from him, because everybody is putting in this game. My thing is to open up some more categories while things is going good, so it don't be a thing where it becomes to be a debate or animosity or confusion or anything of this nature. You know, that was my whole point that I was trying to make. I understood that they was talking about the MVP, but I wasn't speaking of the MVP. What I was speaking about, trying to keep this thing going good, because, see, 2013, I don't know if nobody paid attention to it, but 2013 was a great year for grudge racing. You know, it was a real good year, you know. And, you know, it seemed like it's getting better and better, so before when it first started, was so much confusion and animosity until everything was at a standstill. So we got this thing going. So since we got it going, let's keep it going, man. You know, let's give everybody their credit. We can't take nothing away from nobody. You know, let the people have a voice in this thing, too, because of the simple fact that the fans is just as, which I am a fan, they just as important as the guys that's down there racing because of the simple fact that we got to support them. You know,
I'm going to say that, I'm going to say that, too.
Hey, D, won't you get Ducky, D? Get Ducky, man.
Man, that man needs some help, man. Hey, Larry. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. And this is something else, man. Think about this now. If it was done on a win-loss basis, I'm not for sure, but if my mathematics serve me correctly, Donye would pole vault over Wick in that area. Because his win-loss record is better than Wick's.
Yeah.
If it was done on that matter. And that man says Cole Killer should be the grudge race of the year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a fan, too, y'all.
That man there needs some help, man. That man there has never had it.
Hey,
he never will. Nonsense.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
going to watch
the race
in the street, too. That man needs some help. Somebody, Larry, can you help him, man?
No, I've been trying.
I can't
do nothing with it.
I could help him.
Leroy.
Who you say?
Yeah. Hey, Gunna Pixel will be sending you some DVDs from Mike Hill's race. Make sure you hold down a couple.
Okay, I guess.
All right.
Hey, who said something to say what? Tell
Jay
Barnes what?
I said, you got your car ready?
No, I ain't got it ready. It's almost ready.
It's almost ready?
Yeah, it's almost ready. I need about 200 more thousand and then I'll be right.
About 200 more thousand? Well, we might want to throw a benefit ready for you.
I told the motherfucker I like that old lady. I'm falling, I can't get up. From there, a motherfucker started trying to piss on me.
Oh man,
I did like on the training day. I took the back of the gun and hit him in the dick with it.
This man needs some serious help, I'll tell you.
A lot of these motherfuckers, if a woodpecker had their brain, they'd be pecking with their ass.
Hey, kid, get the show back to racing, man.
I'm trying to drag race in the motherfucking snow. Ask the motherfucker what they want to do.
I want to let Baldy
know I've been hearing that shit he's been saying, and tell him just like him, I want to fuck too. Just give me a minute. We gonna do some fucking around here. He's gonna do some steak and pussy laid out around this motherfucker when I get through.
Yes, sir. Hey, we got these. We got a couple guys with their hands up. 901-2877. 901-2877.
901 boys.
I'm the
901 boy.
How
y'all
doing?
How y'all doing?
All right.
What's
going
on, Larry Keane and all y'all?
Hey, what's up,
the show. Well, like you said, there is no wrong and right in your answer. The guy who, you are wrong about the track. I'm going to tell you that myself. You are wrong about the track.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, there is a radio track prep track, and there is a regular track prep track. I ain't going to say a stick track prep track. But there is a radio prep track. And Tony Lyons didn't go down to Holly Springs with power because he went off in the ditch. He couldn't even stop it.
And hey, I got one question.
I know what he went when I ran, so I know he had to be going pretty fast. So Tony Bass did go down that track with a slick, and he did go fast. He didn't pull no power because I know what I went when I ran him, so I know he went pretty fast.
Okay, Wick, I got one question for
you. You said he did get down the track, right?
Yeah, you said didn't know Slick get down the track. You said Tony Bynes pulled the power while he didn't go fast. No, he went fast.
Okay.
He couldn't even stop it. He ran off in the ditch.
Okay, hey, Wick. Wick.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you hear me well, okay? You hear what I said? What I said, I know I'm right. I'm not wrong. There's no such thing with as a prep track for a radius and a slick man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You may see it.
Okay, what do they do?
Because it is. See, a radio prep track, let me explain to you what they do then since you don't know. A
right.
radio prep track, they put the glue down and don't drag it. They drag it first. Yeah, they put a whole lot of glue down. A regular slick prep track, they're going to put the glue down, then they're going to drag it.
Okay, I hope no one said nothing. Let me say this. Hey, Wick, that's been done since I've been drag racing, player, and I've been drag racing over 40 years. That's nothing new, Wick. So
I didn't say
again.
It was nothing new.
You said they drag it for the radios, and they don't drag it for the slick, correct?
No, I said it backwards. I said they drag it for the slick and they don't drag it for the radio.
Okay, they don't drag it for the radio. Now, let me say what I just said.
I said they don't drag it after they put glue down. I said they put
I hear you, Wick. Now, let me say what I just said. That's been done since I've been drag racing. I've been doing it over 40 years. There's no difference. There's no such thing as a
true
track, man.
I don't believe
it. It's not.
I can't make you believe
it because I can't
open
the head and post that sentence.
I've been drag racing for 20 years. You can't go to every track and run a radio. You cannot do it. Period.
Okay.
I've been to every track probably goddamn it on this side of the country. And you cannot go to certain tracks and run on radio. Period.
No such thing in that way.
Now some of these tracks you can go to and run a slick at a radio track, but like you say, it's kind of complicated. Like Dunye couldn't get down. He couldn't get down is because it had a lot of glue down. He ended up getting down at the end of the night. But it's easier to get down for a radio in Holly Springs than a slick. It's just proven fact. They gonna put when you put a whole lot of glue down, the slick don't like it. The big tire don't like it.
Now, I'm not going to even. I'm not going to even sit here on this show and
argue
that fact with you. You know what you know.
What's
going on, man? What's up, Leroy? You got it, baby. Hey, y'all knocked off plenty motherfuckers before they figured it out.
I mean, they knew anyway. I mean, it wasn't no deal. I just started running the radio, actually, this year, at the end of last year.
Yeah.
I always ran a slick, too. I actually just started running the radio at the end of last year. I can get down Holly Springs with a slick, too. It's just all
knowing
what you're doing. But it is a radio prep track and a slick and a track that's good for slicks. I ain't going to say slick prep, but there is a radio prep track, and that's going to be
it's not a drag racing track in the United States that's not good for slicks, man. Slicks are designed for what, Wick?
Let old man school you on something real quick. You old news and I'm bad news. See, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but you know what you're talking about. The only way
you can disrespect me is don't talk at me. Now, answer this for me. What is a slick made for?
Let me explain to you.
Answer my question.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Maybe you can ask this question. What is a slick made for, kid?
Racing.
Drag racing.
Okay, what is the race track made for, kids?
Drag race.
So how can you tell when you got a track that's not made, not prep for slick, man?
Ken don't know. Huh? Ken not out here racing cars every day, every week like me. Ken wouldn't know. Ken wouldn't know. You can ask Dunye. Dunye on the phone and ask Dunye. He know. Get Dunye on the phone and ask Dunye. But look, you right about that. I guess you right. Go, you can go to every track and run a slick and radius all you want. You right about that, sir. And to the grudge wrestling of the year part of the deal, let me explain that to you.
Okay.
I didn't make the rules. I don't make the rules. I just go out here and race.
That.
Now, a grudge racer, to me, if I get up here, this for you now. It ain't for me because you a fan. It ain't for me. It's for you. Now, if I get up here and red light against you and tell you, I ain't going to run you back, that ain't me. That's Cold Killer's program organization. I don't run my organization like that. If you get up here and red light against me, I'll run you right back. If you get up here and blow the tires off on me and it's enough time, I'll run you right back. If you get up here and your nitrous don't come on me, I'll run you right back if it's enough time, the same day, the same night. Now, that's just me. Okay, that's for the
right,
fans.
Right.
So the fans don't want to see no race where you blow the tires off. And it ain't his fault. It's my fault. The fans don't want to see a race where you red light. It ain't his fault. It's my fault. But that's just me. That is how he runs his organization. Let me get to
okay,
the
question. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, Rick. Hey, wait.
I let y'all talk. I didn't buzz in. Let me finish. Now,
yes,
when I came around and they told me what I asked, what was the grudge race of the year criteria? Jay Bunn explained to me, this is the guy who presents the grudge race of the year award. He was the guy who presented the grudge race of the year award last year. That's why I asked him in front of at the banquet. I said, what is the criteria for grudge racers? They said the most races. They said the quality of races. And they said your team swag. I said, okay, do you have to have one race car? They said, no. You can have multiple race cars. Do you have to have one driver? No. You can have multiple drivers. But these race cars have to be cars in your camp. You just can't go and say, this is my car. I'm using that. We know who cars in who camp. We know who deal with who. So when they gave me that criteria, that's what I went at. I didn't go at it. Now, I was 6-0 at the beginning of the year. I could have stopped right then and waited and found two more races and been 8-0 too. It's not hard to be 8-0 with one car.
It's hard to be 6-0, Rick.
No, it's not. It's not very hard.
It's hard to be
6-0. It sounds hard to you, but it's not very hard. Because I was 6-0. But let me explain something to you.
It's hard to be 6-0 if you run a high-profile races.
Okay, but I'm explaining to you. That's not the criteria that they gave me. So I went at the criteria that they gave me to do my races. And the thing about me is it ain't even about grudge race of the year. Why I did it. I did it for the fans. I did multiple races for the fans because the fans want to see cars go down the track and people race each
hold
other.
Hold up, man. You said a few nights ago you did it to win grudge race of the year. You said you asked it quite because you wanted to win grudge race of the year.
Right.
That came from your mouth.
But when I was racing out here, I never thought about grudge race of the year. When I get in a zone, so you have to catch me and see me at the track when I'm in a zone. I'm not even thinking about grudge race of the year when I get in this zone. When I get in this zone, it's either beat me or I beat you. I ran Big Ball twice one night. I ran Big Ball actually three times in one weekend. I was in a zone. He was in a zone. So when I get in this zone, I'm not even thinking about grudge race of the year. Now, it's putting me in a situation where I might can win or not win, but believe me, when I'm racing, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about trying to win, trying to get out here and win another race, and trying to race this guy that's been wanting to race me. That's basically what we do when we try to when we get in the zone. It's not that I don't want to win grudge race of the year. I wouldn't like it. Yeah, I want to win it, but when I'm out here racing for the fans, grudge race of the year never crossed my mind. It was like, hey, Dunye want to race me. Okay, hold on, Dunye. Let me get this other race out the way, and I'll get with you. Boost 12 want to race me. Okay, give me a minute, Boost 12. Let me get this other race out the race, and I'm going to race you. Cold Killer want to race me. Okay, Cold Killer, I'm going to lock in and run you over here. That gross race of the year was never in my mind when I was out here doing what I was doing. So
let me ask you, let me ask you, let the old man ask you something. Have you ever seen Ali have two fights in one night?
That the girls racing and fighting is two different things.
No. Have you ever seen Ali have two fights in one night?
You can't ask me that because that's two different programs.
Okay, have you ever seen the same football team play two games in one night?
That's two different programs, man. Girls racing, man, you can race all night if you want. That's a fan question, man. Yo, Cobra, you can't race again.
Answer the question that a fan asks you, man.
Answer the question that a fan asks me. That's two different things. A football team never races one night. Okay, do John Force race twice in one night? Tell me that.
So what? Qualification?
Period.
Qualifying? Or for the final?
Do he race twice in one night?
He run the finals one time. Win or lose. That's what he runs.
I ain't saying nothing about the finals. I said, do he do more than one race in one night?
I asked you a question. I'm going to answer your question because, see, Cole Killer races.
I asked you a question. Do more than one race in a night. I'm answering your question.
You would answer mine. Your racing, as you call it, high profile, which is what Jay Bond said, that's the finals. You see that one time a night.
I said, did John Force do more than one race in one night, man? That's what I asked you.
He got more than one car. Of course he run more than one time.
I mean, that's a whole other deal. The man can race how many times he wants.
I'm telling you
how I deal. I will run you twice in one night. I will run one of my cars two or three times in one night. I will run one of our cars.
You didn't want to run Cold Killer twice until he beat both of your fastest cars.
I'm going to run Cold Killer again, sir.
I'm going to run Cold Killer till he quit.
Ain't no quitting me.
I'm going to run again.
And like I said, Cold Killer is a bad man. He is 8-0. He have not been beaten. But like I said, if you feel like that's your opinion, you saying he the greatest racer of the year. Just your opinion, you saying somebody else may be greatest racer. Now somebody said Dunye's record is better than mine. I don't think so.
Since you say
his record is better than mine, what is his record?
Hold on, play the tape back, and you'll see what I said. I didn't say.
You said Dunye's win and lose record is better than Witt's. That's what you said. Okay, well, ask him on the show what I said.
If my memory served me correctly, I think Dunye's record with a loss is better than Witt's. I didn't say it was better because I really don't know. Now ask him on the show what you said.
Dunye's win or loss record, I think, is better than Witt's.
That's what I think. I don't know for sure now. Okay, why do you think Dunye's record is? I just said I didn't know. Why would you think his win-loss record? How would you know his win-loss record? You think it's better than mine? Because I heard you say you ran one 40 races. I know he had run that many. I mean, you said, how would his be better than mine if you thought
his win or loss record.
Listen to what you're saying, Wick. Listen to what you're saying. You yourself said you ran over 40 times. I know he didn't run that many. You said it several times.
I ran close to 40. I don't think it was over 40.
Okay, fair taste back. You just said it more than once, Wick. Fair taste back.
I think we like 27 and 10, I think.
Okay. Last time I did math, 27 times 10 would be 270, which means 27%. So you what, 80, you 73% win loss rate.
Right.
That's damn good percentage, 73%. Cold Killer 100. I don't know what Dunye win loss record is. I know three of his losses, because two of them go to me and one of them go to Cold Killer.
I don't know the rest of them.
Yeah. That's three. And like I said, I don't know. But I know he didn't run as many races as you did. So he said a greater chance of having a better percentage.
Right.
See, I majored in math, Wick, and the lower your number, the better your chance of having a better percentage.
Right.
This is why I see
what was his win and loss? That's what I want to know.
Okay. He said a better chance.
Yeah.
But he may come on the air and say he lost more races than you lost. I don't know.
Yeah. But I was just jumping on listening, man. You don't know what you're talking about the drag radio thing, though.
Yes, I do, Wick.
No, you don't.
Slick. Wick, I don't know why you young bucks don't listen.
Have you ever ran on the radio?
No. You know where knowledge comes from, Wick?
You don't know then. You don't know.
But you know, Wick, you know where knowledge comes from? Knowledge comes from history. Things that have been done.
How would you know if you ain't never ran on the radio? How would you know? Possibly. How would you possibly know?
Okay, now let me answer that for you, okay?
Okay.
I hear somebody in the background trying to say something. Let me answer that for you. Because slicks are 100% drag racing. That's what they're made for. Anytime you're 100%, you automatically win. I'm a smart mother. Shut your mouth, D.
Nah, you ain't smart to me.
I can teach him some shit.
Now you can't teach me nothing.
You
just didn't explain nothing to me. I asked you, how would you know if you ain't never been on the radio? You wouldn't know
what a
radio
track was. I just told you, Have you ever seen a regular feminized car riding off the slick?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. How many grudge races you done been in?
I haven't raced in years, Rick. I'm not able to race now. Financially, I'm not able to do that shit no more.
See, that's what's wrong. You don't know what's going on right now.
Let me ask you something. Just because you're not doing something, does that stop your knowledge?
Hell yeah. I used to be the best motherfucker in the world on the pool table. And now I shoot. Okay. Hell, I can't shoot like shit.
I didn't ask you how you shoot. I said, that's not what I asked you, Wick. I said, do it stop your knowledge?
If you don't know nothing about drag radio, how you gonna have any knowledge about it?
I know slicks are 100% for drag racing.
Okay.
I know 100% of anything is a
win. That's not explaining to you that. But see, really, it's like I'm talking to. You know, I'm talking to myself actually because see, I'm
right,
trying
right.
to.
Their ears are radio prep track,
and that ears a radio prep track. That's all I can tell you.
Just responding to what you're talking about between the slick and the drag radio, I will say this. There's a difference in entire compound for one. You can't drive a slick on the street. You can drive a drag radio on the street. That's how you have to look at it. So I'm in agreement with Wick on that. I understand what you're talking about, old school, with the slick is a drag, is a race.
Oh, say that again. My phone is broken. Say that again.
I respect the fact what you're saying. The slick is made for...
No, I heard it said, but you said you could drag.
Okay,
I'm saying, hear that part.
Okay. In respect to the compound, there are different compounds in the tires. There are different compounds in the drag radio and a slick tire. You can't drive a slick on the street and think you're going to hook, but you can take a drag radio and do it. So the same thing, and just in response to what Mr. Witt's saying, the way that prep that track, I'm in total agreement with him. Total agreement. There's a difference in slick track and drag radio.
Let me respond to your compound theory, okay? You know what a compound is?
Yes,
sir. All the compound of the tire does is determine the hardness to the softness to the hardness of that tire. That's all that compound means, man. That's all that word compound means.
But Mr. Witt, just explain the difference in how the prep, I'm only responding because I saw how that track was prepped. I was there at Holly Springs. Okay. I've seen how the track was prepped and the slick track, I mean, the slick is a slick. Trace Drag Race track is a drag race track, but it's all how it's prepped. When you're dragging and sticking, put the sticky, the glue down, and you're doing it in the reverse order, then you're prepping the track for one tire or the other. Sometimes
he don't understand. Old school don't understand, man. We can't make him understand. We let him go with that one, man.
Let it go, Wick. Because I know better, man.
These shows are education.
I was doing that when you were doing that. Wick ain't no same thing as talking from the track.
But see, these shows are educational.
I don't see how you all don't understand that a slick is designed solely for drag racing.
Yes, sir.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I
respect what you're saying, but it's the process, it's the order in which the track is being prepped, is how you accommodate what tire. It's the order how the track is prepped.
I said, I wouldn't give a damn when you put water down there. A slick is solely designed for drag racing.
I agree with you.
That's it.
Hey, open
BET
1-506-662.
All right, 662-5 is okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Wait.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm listening to y'all.
662-506. Your mic is live.
Hey, my mic open.
What's up? You're 506.
Yeah, I'm
over.
Kimo, hold on a minute. Look here. Old school, go lay down somewhere, man. You ain't racing no more. Lay your ass down, man.
You confuse the hell out of these people, man.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You need to change with the time, man. You so stuck in old school.
Hey, BET. Everybody on the phone gonna tell you when they come on. First thing they gonna say, lay your ass down, man.
BET, a lot of kids be confusing sometimes.
Well, but you confuse all the time when you come from that bullshit. You talking about? You confuse all the time. Sure enough, you got
knowledge.
And we can respect that. But on this stage here today in 2013, lay your ass down, man.
Knowledge is confusing, man.
You stuck back there where you at, man. Huh? Go ahead, Kimo. I'm gonna let
you talk to a guy that had a big block in the Chevelle and went 1050, and now he just don't understand this new age shit, man. Drag rail and a slick is different, man. Totally fucking different.
I never said it wasn't different tire, brother. That's not what I said. I said it made out of the same compound. They both are the same type of rubber.
No, they are not.
They both are made out of the same rubber.
Let him keep on talking, Kimo.
But what I did say was there's no such thing as a slick. I said a slick is so totally designed for drag racing purpose only.
Well, when they made slick, they made another goddamn tie for drag racing too.
BET, you don't know what the hell you talking about, so you show nothing to be quiet.
I'm telling you, just like everybody else on the phone.
Don't get mad at me, man. I feel like you can crack all you want on me. I'm not that guy. But it's one thing to come on and crack jokes, but it's another thing to know what you're talking about, and I know you don't know.
Well, okay then. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just like you then. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Have you rubbed your hand across a drag radio?
You talking to me, Kimo?
Yes.
Have you rubbed your hand across a slick? Have you touched the sidewall? Have you touched the sidewall of a slick and a drag radio?
Okay, the host is not saying that. I'm in agreement with it. I know there's a difference in the drag radio and the slick.
Okay, I'm talking about the guy that's talking then.
Yeah, the host, I'm trying to educate him on that. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
There is a difference.
Well, If you touch
how
a
you
slick and you touch a drag
how
radio.
How you gonna educate a man by saying a track is not for slicks? How you gonna educate a man? That was the whole topic from day one by saying this track is not for slicks. How you gonna educate somebody on that?
Man, I don't know. I'm the only one saying that.
I may be the only one with knowledge.
I'm not the only one that said that.
Well, who said that a sort of drag radio and the slick is not there?
I said there's no such thing.
I know it
yes,
ain't
sir.
The whole.
Hold on. Let me repeat what I said. I said there's no such thing as a not being a track for slicks. That's what the whole thing was about.
Fan, let me explain something to you. When they go and drag the track, maybe you ain't this chemo. Maybe you ain't paid attention.
Right,
they drag the track. When they drag the track, they go forward with the wheels. Watch what they do when they drag a goddamn track for a drag radio. They pick
opposite direction.
Have the tires go in reverse.
Opposite direction, yes, sir.
You think I had never seen that, Kimo? You think I've never seen that? I've been in a truck and watched you. You think I never saw that? They prepping the track. See, we got y'all all out of proportion, really, because you're not listening to what I see. I said there's no such thing as a track not for slicks. And there's not, man. A slick is designed to run in a track.
Okay.
It's designed to be drag race on.
Right. But just respond to that again. It's all how that track is prepped. I don't agree with you when you say it's not designed for slick. You're right. But it's all how that track is prepped.
Then they prepped it for a drag radio.
What track you go to, man, I don't care what track you go to, the United States, a slick supposed to get out on that track if you know what you're doing.
Donnie got out on that track. Let me say this.
Eight out of ten cars didn't get. Only two cars got down that track that they were slicks on it. And that was Donnie. Out of five passes, he made one pass down there, got down the track. Kate made six passes, didn't get down the track. Tony Bynes, he made few passes. Out of two passes, he got down the track. But I'm saying there were more drag radio cars, more consistently getting down that track than slick tires was.
Okay. I heard you say that.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to talk real slow so you guys can understand me. I'm going to say again, there's no track. None. I've been to damn near all of them. That you cannot get down with a slick if you know what you are doing. For one reason.
Hold on, Kimo,
please slow up. Let me finish. For one reason and one reason only. A slick is designed so purposely for drag racing only.
You're right.
Y'all stop being damn dumb and understand what the person's saying.
Sir, you're right. But understand this, too. It's all in how that track is being prepped, sir. The man just, like Kimo just said, it clear as you possibly can. All in the direction of how that tire was prepping. Then it's a process whether you drag the track or how you put the glue down. It's a process. It depends on which way you go first. I've seen it done, and I was in total belief. I would agree with you, sir. I mean, slick is designed for a racetrack, but it's all on how that track is prepped. And I became a believer at Holly Springs a couple of weeks ago, how they prepped that track and what I saw getting down there, what I didn't see getting down there.
Yeah. Everybody.
Jeez, man, I guess everybody's been gone for a minute.
BT, did you go lay down?
Is that lucky? Kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was all.
On hold, y'all. Let me up a couple more mics up. 630-0180. All right, it's 630-115. 630-115. Your mic is live.
What's going on, y'all?
You tell us.
Keep on, you start shit again, huh?
No, hell no. Hey, you know what? I'm just sitting here, man. I'm waiting to do some killing tomorrow. I'm going to kill that whiplash ass. I'm going to get him an ass whooping for the last day of the track. I'm going to give him something. Give him something to think about over the winter.
Well, you running tomorrow, right?
Yeah, at Milan.
Who you racing?
DMX in that whiplash car. Y'all seen the video with the guy say he made a video with Wayne. Unbeknownst to Wayne that he was joining Wayne's team, but Wayne's team was joining him when he sit up there and say, "Oh, when Whiplash and Never Scared hook up, we can't be beat."
I want to
give him a spanking tomorrow, that Miley.
Timo.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have 10 inches of snow around Detroit tomorrow, man.
I asked Mother Nature to hold off while I take care of one of her children.
Oh, okay then. All right.
Yeah, he's been getting out of hand, you know what I'm saying? So Mother Nature just didn't want to whip him. I said, let me take care of light work.
Yeah, you're going to put him in check, huh?
Yeah, man, put him across my lap. She's been acting up.
Okay.
Hey, T-Mac.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you open the phone lines up and ask the callers, do they feel like old school know what the hell he's talking about? Hey, A-B. A-B.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yo-yo.
A-B. Yo-yo. A-B, when Duck throw the races.
I heard you the first time, man. Say what you going to say.
No, listen, when Duck throw them races at Valdosta, they all have drag radios on. Nobody had no slicks on that track. You know why? Because they can't get
this?
Down the track. Big
okay,
Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Big Danny.
Yeah. Danny. What's up, Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, now I'm going to say this to you real slow. I'm going to say it one time to you real slow, okay? Slicks are designed for drag racing. There's no track in the world you cannot get down with slicks if you know what you are doing. It's just,
well,
I mean, what y'all saying? Just what y'all saying, man? Shouldn't even make sense to yourself.
Hold on, so you get
out of track with a raise and can't get out of track with a slick.
Hold on, so you trying to say if a guy go to duck race? He got slicks on. He on the full power, so he gonna be able to get down the track when the radio tracks on full power.
What I'm saying, Dan, is there's no such thing as a person should not be able to get out of track with a slick. That's what I'm saying. When the tire itself says for drag racing only, that's what I'm saying. And I know
okay,
what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm one of the smartest motherfuckers in the world, man. I know what I'm saying.
Oh, Tommy, you're correct. I'm not disagreeing with you, sir. All we talk about how that track is prep.
Give a damn about that track. Give a damn about that track. Prep your car. The car should get down the track, man.
Let me ask you, sir.
You pretty smart, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So when you go bowling, why do they have house balls and why do people bring their balls to bowl?
I didn't hear what you said. Say that again.
I said, when you go bowling, right, do you use a house ball or do you use your balls that you pay for?
I've seen Earl Anthony bowl a game of 300 with a house ball, professional. Bowl 300 with a house ball.
Oh, you did?
I saw, hell, I can't bowl. I look like a pro jack in the ball, Luke. But I saw Earl Anthony bowl a 300 game with a house ball.
Man, that man don't
most
know who Earl Anthony
most
is.
Time you, huh?
But D, what I'm saying
is, I know what you're saying, Danny. Danny, no, most of them don't.
I know what you're saying. They live in, everybody got access in right now. I hear what you're saying, Daddy, but what y'all point y'all keep missing is that a slick is solely designed for drag racing, man.
Sir, you're right. You're right again,
so with
sir.
With that tire being solely designed for drag racing, get your car down the track. There's
right.
No such thing as you. I mean, what y'all saying just mathematically it just don't make sense, man.
Thank you.
This
is all I can
tell you is
don't know how to track
is
being prepped. That's the biggest problem. That's
I can't hear you how to track and prep, but prep the car to the track. You know, one reason, let me say this here. One reason that Cole Killen is undefeated this year, because I heard him say this, he races the track in place of racing his opponent.
Say that again.
I heard him say this once before. They said one reason Cole Killen is undefeated this year is because he races the track, not his opponent.
You know what? I can agree with that.
You know?
I can agree with that.
You know?
Let me show you another prime example. There's only one guy.
Are you saying you do or you don't?
No, I'm not. I can almost agree with that. Let me show. I agree with that.
Okay.
A guy showed me a US 41. I don't race a lot of tracks around the country, man. US 41, no limit racetrack. That's the worst track I've ever been on in my life. That's a garbage ass track. But one cat, hear me out. Let me say this. There's one person I saw. There's one guy out of all the races I see there. For one, I hear you saying two things, sir. That you obviously you criticize some races. You say they ain't intelligent enough to get down the track on slick. And secondly, there's Ray Ray. That little blue-ass GT thing, he's the only car I see in that US 41 get down that track consistently and scar niggas ass up down there. He's the only one. Excuse my French. He's the only car. And my thing is that, like old Killer say, he on that track. He got that track figured out. It ain't the car. He got that track figured out.
Did he do a drag race or did he do no slicks?
I can do no slicks.
T-Mac, let me ask you right quick. You said US 41 one of the worst tracks you ever seen, right?
Worst tracks I've been to in my life.
And I've heard it from a lot of people. But you heard me say a few minutes ago, a slick is solely designed for drag racing, is it not? I seen Billy Glidden put an 09 Ace for a 60 on the board, man, at US 41.
At US 41, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so I'm doing the 41.
That's still
Do you see my point, T-Mac? A slick is designed to get down the track, get your car down the track. The man got his car down the track.
But I got to what I mean, you said,
guys like BET, man, when I went to school with BET, you weren't even allowed in the same city with me. I'm way too smart for niggas like you.
Hey, look at him, man. He's trying to do the back around. Go lay down, like I told you. I don't want to argue with you. You got too much goddamn sense. You got too much sense. Go lay down.
Just I got way too much for guys like you, man. Drag race and slick, man.
T-Mac, do like I said. Go to the phone line and see if anybody's going to tell this man to go lay his ass down, man.
Let me say this.
I don't need to go lay down.
I don't know everything. D don't know everything, but I got a question I want to ask y'all.
Yes, sir.
This weekend is the biggest, baddest Dope Slammer race on drag radios and slicks in Orlando, right? What are they going to do with that track? Are they going to stop when these fast 6-second drag radios cars come up there and say, hold it, we got to do something different to the track? I've been there before, but maybe they want something different now. I don't know.
Thank you.
Guys
thank
down there. They ain't finna do nothing.
When they bring drag radio cars up there, they come up there and blast down the track. They bring some slicks up there and blast down the track. They don't say nothing about, we got to redo the track for these slick cars now.
It's the same thing.
I haven't been in a few years, but I have been a couple times.
It's the same thing if they come to 66. They're going to prep the track one way.
Yeah.
Hey, Raylo, let me ask you a question. If you was going to race somebody and you had slicks on your car and somebody show up with drag radios on their car, what are you going to do to them?
If I think I can get away, they got to come on to the line, whatever they got. They can have some 1833s, and I can have on some 900s. If I think I can get away, you going to have to get you a slot.
That's right. That's my philosophy.
If I ever race again, if I ever get in a grudge reel again, because I can still drive a race car, if I fall in there somewhere, who knows? I don't care what you got. If I think I can whoop you, you got to get down.
Hey, Rayo, you would get in. You be in the goddamn way, man. So don't do that. Okay.
I appreciate you saying that. Nobody on this phone has been around drag racing longer than me. Who just said Raylo? I'm not disagreeing with modern technology, T-Mac.
I accept modern technology for what it is. But do you know what modern technology truly be? 99% of the time, it be old school knowledge rolled back in a different twist.
Yes, sir.
I don't disagree with modern technology.
Plenty of knowledge. Ain't too many around been around long as me. You know what's going on, Big Danny? My desk full of all magazines, and I'm studying NHRA. I got Drag Illustrated, National Dragster. All is on my desk right now.
They say believe only some things you see and nothing of what you read.
Okay, let me say one thing, just to respond to what you said about old school technology wrapped up. Let me just make a long story short. Keep it simple. This shit they ran 20, 30 years ago, they ain't never seen enough of these cars put down now. So what do you call that? That's modern technology.
Okay, I'm glad you said
Let me respond to T-Mac.
T-Mac, you said the number they run now, they didn't do it 30, 40 years ago, correct? In 1986, I seen them go 730s.
Yes, sir.
I seen a V6 go 730s in 1986.
In fact, he was
28 at the best. So don't tell me what they wasn't doing back then, T-Mac.
Yes, sir. You got a point, but
they weren't running the numbers they run nowadays. You know what they're doing these days? They make it bigger and bigger.
You know what they did back in the old days? We started out with 283s and started making them bigger and bigger.
Right.
So what is that? Old technology wrapped in new form.
AD.
Is that right, Ray?
When they open up their floor in the morning on the track, are they going to say, hold on, we got to fix this track for drag radios?
They're not going to say that.
Drag radio up first. Are they going to say that?
If you show up there with a drag radio, that's what you want to run, that's your choice.
If you run a slick, that's what you run.
We're going to prep our track.
I don't know. Let's find out, somebody call down to the mine and get it straight.
I'll keep it simple than that, y'all.
But with respect to the drag radio and the slick, I'll keep it simple than that. It's all in the knowledge with the driver or the owner of that car. It's all the way.
Wait a minute, T-Mac. Is that T-Mac talking?
Yes, sir.
You can't agree with me now because I've been seeing it all night. I know you can't agree with old school. You must be old school.
Okay, let me prime example. Not to bash my brother.
You saying the exact same thing I've been saying all night, though.
Let me say this. I'll say this another way.
You can't agree with those two.
Okay, but hear me out. I'm just keeping it simple. Keep it simple. My other thing that I'm looking at, too, let me say this respect to the brothers up here. I'm not out of the Midwest, around Iowa, Peoria, Chicago area. I'm out of the Midwest. Let me say this. The cats from up here, when we go down south and jump on them cats ready. They've been playing all year. They did their homework. We go down thinking what's going to work for us up north going to work for us down south, and it don't. It don't. These
exactly.
Cats slipping.
Exactly.
Slipping.
Exactly.
Let me respond to that. What a reason with that is, T-Mac? And Drag said it was best a few months ago. Drag said, up here, we mainly run quarter miles. Well, they do. I'm not. But, you know, the drag over here, mainly run quarter mile racing. You go south, they run eighth of mile racing. That's a different prep car.
Right.
That's a totally different prep car.
Let me put you on the best kept secret. I'm not them guys. We leave from home. We used to run a quarter mile. We going down there, playing in their backyard, running their races. Them guys get away. They get away because we catered to them and the race they used to do. They never run you out
of
the
race. That's what I just said.
Why is it when they come up north, they can't run out the back door where we normally like to run out? Why they can't do that?
Because the drag race up north. Because the drag race is giving it and let them have their way. When we're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. So when they come up here, they run out the back door. When you go down there, they want to run an eighth of what you run.
Right. To answer your question, I'm not going to brush up north from that. I ain't mad. I'm up here, too. Don't we go down there and race in their backyard. They come up here. They dictate to us what they're going to race. We ain't going to race but eighth of a mile. And what these clowns do, they go for it. We try y'all eighth mile.
They race eighth of a mile.
What you know, I respect Tony Bynes. I went down to Huntsburg, Hattiesburg, 3 years ago. That man's at off the trailer. Anything from up north, get the back tire. He had no respect for nobody up north. Out the back door, I mean, to the 8 mile to get the back tire. He know y'all ain't ready for that. We've been in the trailer all winter.
But when you really look at it, T-Mac, you really ain't doing nothing when you take the back tire. The man from the back got the advantage, so.
I'm gonna tell you this.
90% of the cars up north, all the cars up north, we run out the back door. Now you take one of them boys from down south, they run the 8th mile. Now you tell them to come up here and tell them they got the back tire, run their funky ass out the back door, and watch what happens to them.
I respect what you're saying. They're not going to go, man, because they know we're going to keep whooping until we cater to their race. They're going to come up here. We know they ain't going out the back door. They'll take the back door. You give them everything in drag racing. They still ain't going out the back door. You give them the back tire, give them the brake and the clear. They're not going to go out the back door, man. They're not going to go. So I'm not the brother.
I mean to cut you off. You know why they won't go out the back door?
They cars ain't
set up to go out the back door. It's only set up to go out the
gate.
So that's why they don't
want out. We know that, Big Daddy. We know that. But they go down south, people go down there, and their cars are set up to run the quarter, and they still run out the back door. I mean, it's all how you prep your car. You know what I'm saying? If they want to run our way, they'll set their car to run out the back door. When we go down there,
you can't do it. Kimo, you can't say it. I don't know how you prep your car, but you'll be agreeing with the old man then. Don't say that word.
No. This big fun. That's not Kimo. I agree with you 100%, D. You know, if you're trying to run your car and you got slicks on and the Joker show up with some drag weight, I don't give a fuck if he got Goodyear blips under the back of you. You going to try to run him.
Right. If he's trying to go.
That don't mean shit. Just like we said at the beginning of the show, all this 28-29 shit, that's some faggot shit as far as we can find in Chicago. We don't give a good goddamn if you got 29s on, 31s on. Goddamn, if we feel like we're going to run you, we're going to run you.
Yes, sir. Let me say the argument I used to have with Chicago cats. We hear people go back to stipulation. These cats 28, 29, something this, something that, stock suspension. Only thing I heard back in the day that I only heard discrepancy was about you got a big iron or a little iron. That's the only thing I ever heard. We didn't give a damn about no tire size. Get your ass down.
I mean, that's a legitimate stipulation, whether you got a big iron or a little iron, you know, back at the time you was talking about. But nowadays, that don't even mean nothing. You know, you got guys out here. If you got guys out here right now with 500-inch little blocks, you can't lift your ass, so it don't matter. If you want to get in the ring, then get in the ring. It don't matter about the tire size.
It don't matter about your weight. It don't matter about what you got under the hood. If you want a grudge race, get your funky ass down.
I see that T-Mac. Now, I like that caller right there. That caller know what the fuck grudge race is going on right
now. Okay,
I
agree with
that. But see, old school, you can't get old school to agree with that.
Hold on.
Let me say this. His hero is skipping his races, and he's saying that, well, he undefeated. So that's why the fuck he undefeated, because he dodging all the motherfuckers that want to try him. But that's his hero. You can't get him before that shit.
You speaking
BG. I don't know what the hell
you're
talking about.
Hold on, BG. Let me respond to BG. This is again. I wouldn't know cold killer man the man walked up in my face. He's not my hero. I would love to see down here whoop the man. Down here is my man. Now, you understand what I'm saying? But I'm my own hero. Let's
you
get
hear,
that straight,
you
first
hear,
of all.
You hear, hey, you
I don't know cold killer man. All
you
I
hear,
know
what you hear.
Is,
hey, you hear what's
hey,
going BG, on, right?
Man. Hold on, BG. Listen for a change. I don't know Cold Killer. All I know is the record he has laid down. That's all I know. I'm dealing with numbers. I deal with Gibson,
hear.
Trigger, Poser, and I won't say the rest. I don't
hear nothing
there. But
you say you don't hear him. Hear people calling him out and he won't race. I hear it all the time.
I don't see no one knocking that man's door down to get back in the ring with him or to get in the ring with him. I want somebody. I see really trying to run, but down here, then Wick came on night and said he's gonna run him again. He wanna run him again.
Who
called
him
out? BET. Who called him out?
The same ones. 901 ran. Live X. Then called him. I called him out way before Wick ran.
I know Wick came on night. Wick said he gonna run him again. I know down here wanna run him again, but you know. Get it clear, man. I don't even know the man.
I just
like the way he's racing because he wins.
Hey.
I like anybody that's winning. I like him.
Okay.
Anybody that's winning.
Just taking a minute's
pause. Especially when you're 8-0 or 14-0, whatever he is, you ain't lost the race. I like that.
Hey, I agree 100% with you know what I'm saying, what you're saying, you know, as far as what's going on with the track prepping and this, that, and the other, man, you know, to me, you know, it really don't matter. It really don't matter whether Son of God got 3 15s on, whether he got 2 15s on or not. If I feel like I can get away, I don't give a good goddamn if we in a phone booth. I'm going to try to knock your motherfucking ass out.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know, if I feel like I can't win, then I'm not going to lock in. I'm going to fold them down and wait to a better day. You know, so
the saying is, when you know better, you do better. So if you don't know any better, you can't do any better.
Exactly.
That's
so,
it, man.
So if what I said
wasn't enough, then I don't think I can get any clearer than what my little brother Raylo did. Raylo said he asked the question, are they going to stop the event and re-prep the track for a drag radius? Then when the slick come up, is they going to stop the event and re-prep it again?
Y'all two said it.
They're going to prep it, and you're going to get down there, or you're not going to get down.
Y'all
so now you're going to break the car and get down that track. So inadvertently, what it really do is it makes me right, and it makes BET and the crew be wrong.
Well, he still ain't open them goddamn phone lines for them to tell you go lay your
all right,
ass down.
I got three guys in open lines. We're gonna come back on 901-283-877. Wick, your mic back open.
Hey, D, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir. I might have an answer, man. I don't know.
I want to ask you a question.
662-662.
Since you've been keeping up with everything. And all this,
no, I haven't been keeping up with everything. Don't put that on me because I haven't.
Well,
I drive
a
truck for a living, so I don't get to see you guys.
Do you know the reason why Cold Killer? I'm trying to
explain.
Do you know the reason why Cold Killer won't come to Holly Springs?
Do I know the reason why he won't?
Yeah.
If that was you asking me, do I know the reason why he won't come to Holly Springs?
Right, yeah.
Oh, no. Like I said, man, I don't even know the man.
I can tell you. Let me tell you why. Because he doesn't want to race on his car. He wants to run a slick on his car, and he knows that's going to be your track. That's why.
Let me explain it to you, Wick. Let me explain it to you. The man, you say he wants to run a slick, and you want to run a radius. Now,
you're not listening.
You're not
now,
listening.
To read. I heard what you said.
That wasn't wrong with you, too.
He don't
want
to run a drag race on his car. He
don't
want to slick on his car.
Well,
and I'm telling you, he may have to reset his car. Now, hear me. He may have to reset his car. He got his car set and don't want to reset it. You think about that may be the issue?
No, the issue is he don't want to put a radio on his car right now. He don't think it can fit under there.
That's what he said. What?
Huh? Okay. Okay.
What
I hear you, Will. I hear you.
You understand what I'm saying?
You
know what it all boils down to? It all boils down to a theory. One man believes one way, and another race is going to believe another race.
Exactly. It's facts.
Hey, D.
Now,
yes, sir.
Let me explain to y'all about the track prep. I'm in Orlando, too.
You know, I'm an old man, so I can hear both of you at the same time.
They spray the track. I know who sprayed the track down there. When the radio car come around for Orlando, they spray the track first. Then the radio cars go down. Same way with ADR. Same way with ADR. When the radio cars come around, they spray the track.
So they're going to re-prep it when the slicks come around?
I say they spray it. When the radio cars come around, they spray it.
I'm going to ask you. Are they going to re-prep it when the slicks come around?
No.
What more did we say, Wick? Wick, you answer your own question. What more? Hey man, listen, Wick. Listen to this here. Take this to First National Bank, man. Drag racing is designed to be done on a slick. All this other stuff.
You're not listening to me. But see, you come
exactly
to what
listening
you said.
That you're not understanding.
What you said was, listen to what you said. What you said was, there's not a drag radio prep track. That's the only thing I'm saying.
There's no such thing.
If drag radio prep track, but a slick can go down that track. I'm not disputing that a slick won't go down it. I said there is a drag radio prep track, though.
That's just theory, man.
That's just theory. A slick can go down that track, but it is a drag radio prep track. It is.
Exactly. What's the difference?
Rick, BET,
what's the difference in a pound of sand and a pound of water?
Shit, I don't know, man. But I know they
both got 1 pound, right?
I can tell you didn't do that much racing when you said
that. You didn't race that much.
I can tell you that. And don't even know you.
I've been doing this over 40 years, Rick. I've been in drag racing for a long, long time.
Hey, Rick.
I'm on a new jack to the Young Buck.
I wish T-Mac opened them goddamn mics up. I bet they tell you.
BET,
that's why we always beat Chicago's ass. That's why we always beat the North ass, because they don't know shit.
You got some smart motherfucker like old school that you know every goddamn thing.
They don't never do that.
Old school,
the only time y'all got away. Terry saved y'all. This past weekend is the only time the North thing got away. Other than that, we
cool
beat
Wick.
Y'all last week.
Is that Wick?
Hey, Wick, let me run down here again.
1948.
Anytime he get ready.
So you want to run Cold Kill and down here again. Anytime he get ready.
I'm going to run every motherfucking drag racing. You don't know me. I ain't like you.
No, I was about to give you a problem. I was about to say, let's make the drag racing. What you talk too fast?
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Before I give you credit, you put your foot in your mouth. I was about to give you credit. I was like, now see, that makes a drag racer. And you go put your foot in your mouth.
Everybody know what I do. I ain't about that.
Hey, man, I see you, Rick. I know you, man.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Look at that goddamn mark there, Wick.
He around here somewhere. We laying out of plants in destructive woods.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Witt.
He probably somewhere eating.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Witt? Hey, this C-Mac, Mr. Holmes, I had a question for you, Witt. A lot of guys up north want to know why a lot of you cats won't go out the back door.
They can't. The thing is, C-Mac, let me answer the question. The thing is, C-Mac, the guys up north don't even like going out the back door no more. Shit.
That's not true, Witt. It's not that guys didn't want to go out the back door no more. It's that you guys came from the south. And you all expect that you all will on the north. So they gave in, and everybody started running.
Y'all want to run out the back door, run out the back door. Don't race no more.
You all expect that you will on the guys in the north.
Because ain't no motherfucker up there that I done ran. No, I didn't think I would have to. I could whoop out the back door. Even motherfucker, I done ran up there. I think I can whoop them out the back door just as well as they.
Well, I'm saying, most of the friends I've seen, you guys like either eighth or elf.
The thing of it is, these people don't want to go out the back door with these cars because they're going so fast now, Mr. D.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. It ain't that a person don't want to go out the back door. Hell, they don't nobody want to go out the back door because they're running so fast now.
Hey, Witt, I agree with you on that.
But I'm real fast out the back door too, shit. So it really didn't matter to me. But you know, I run 8 miles. You know, I run a quarter mile. It don't matter to me. I'm just as fast out the back as shit. I'm back half and real fast too. The reason why them guys up north wanted to go out the back door because. Other than done, a lot of them guys up north just started getting their cars down the track. They knocking the tires off, all in the air, popping and boom. And then they figure if they're going out the back door with them, they figure they might can catch you. You might do something, miss or something like that. But they knew they were dead today anyway. But
no, that don't sound too good, that Witt.
I'm telling you. Leon, just like Leaky Leon, he want to run you out the back door. Hell, he can't get out the goddamn 60-foot.
Yeah, but look who you just
Leon,
said.
Leon, now, here just sitting himself, so.
Don't be talking about Leon.
I'm just telling the truth. That shit is fun.
You didn't have to go that way.
Hey, Keith, I got to speak up for Leon, man. He's not here to defend himself.
I done ran Leon plenty of times. Leon used to be one of my ducks. Now Donnie ain't one of my ducks.
Oh, man.
I'm going to call you.
I can't wait till next year.
I can name all my ducks. Turbo Tim, Don J. Who else? That's about it. Turbo Tim, Don J.
I can't wait till next year.
I can't wait till next year. I second that emotion.
Next year's going to be crazy. But Don J he'll go now. He got a fast car, too.
Oh yeah, ain't no doubt about it. He do got a fast car.
Background noise.
Sound like somebody frying some fish or something.
He done fucked up, Nancy.
That sounds like a good idea.
I done slid by this year. See, next year I'm gonna try to go undefeated. I see what the fans like that undefeated record, huh?
That's good for the gambling.
I'm going for undefeated next year.
That's good for the gambler, Witt.
I ain't going to do no race. Now, if I'm knocking the tires off, can't get down the track, I ain't going to do the race. I'm only going to race when I feel like I can win.
Ain't no wrong with that.
That's how you go undefeated, Witt. Don't race nobody. You think going to blow your asshole out now.
So
well,
I'm gonna make sure I'm going down the track and going fast while I race, though.
There's nothing wrong with that, Whit. Nothing wrong with it.
So are you?
I'm gonna see if the fans are gonna like that.
Hey, Whit, you gotta look at it like this, Whit. You know, you the CEO of your business. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the opposition and you feel like that, you know, you're not gonna be able to make no capital for your business, then you don't go. You don't make that investment. So it's really nothing wrong with looking at your opponent, thinking when you can get away and when you can't get away. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
You're right.
You know, if we really look at grass racing on the whole, you know, there's some people that do it, you know, just for the pure hell of it. But there's some of us that, some of y'all got cars, you know, some of us like myself putting together cars, looking at it from a business aspect. So when you go to the line, ain't nobody really looking to jack off their money. So if you really look at it from that format, Cole Killer is only making the best decision that he could make to make money for his company. And we can't fight him for doing that because every business is open up. That's just like you. You go out to get them cars at night. You don't go out not to find them jokers. You go out to find them jokers. So you look at the best interest of your company. So we can't never not, you know, how anybody really go about grass racing because it's all about making money at the end of the day.
Right. Well, that's actually the reason why I do multiple grudge races. Because when you do multiple grudge races, I like how my operation is being ran this year because we did real well for grudge races and lock in pays and stuff. We did real well. Now
my hat goes off to you, man. I got a chance to see you at 41. I ain't never really met you personally myself. You know, I've been around racing for a long time. You know, this big club from Chicago, man. My hat goes off to you. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. You know.
Now, as far as income, the multiple grudge races has put us in a position where we way up right now. Way up.
Right. Let me ask you this question, Whit. Would you rather grudge race your car in book races, or would you rather get in shootouts and just run in shootouts for one purse? What would you rather do?
You said in book races, what you mean, like locked-in races or something?
Yeah, do you prefer just, you know, lock in with a certain opponent and go ahead and grudge race, or do you prefer to go to a shootout and win your money? Which one, you know, you like the best?
Me, myself, I actually like both. Do I need to pick one? Yeah. You want me to pick one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I can't do nothing but go with the shootout because that's free money.
Right. I understand what you're saying. But it seemed like today, you know, just the grudge racing itself, you know, the fire is not there like it used to be. You know, 10 years ago, it used to be a lot of calling from Chicago to Memphis, all the way down in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, it was a lot of racing going on, you know, booking and stuff. But now it seems like with the economy being changed, you know, people looking for the shootout races. And I'm just looking at it as any way to just get the one-on-one lock-in back going where we can see a lot of them lock-in races again.
Right. They're doing more lock-in races now than back then.
Right.
Actually. Back then, they used to have a pileup, so how the hell you'd be scared to ask somebody to race for and stuff like that. You know, right now they're doing more lock-in races now.
You think they're doing more lock-in races now than they did back in the day?
Yes, I know they are.
No, you wrong. No, I'm telling you, you're wrong with it.
I'm telling you, I'm right. We do more lock-in races now than we did back then, man. Way more.
Man, back when we were racing back in the day, they raced 7 days a week, man.
No.
Hey, now, Whit, when you go back and do the history on racing from Chicago, if you go back 15 years before, hey, man, there was so much racing going on just in Chicago. There was enough racing going on in Chicago 10, 15 years ago to just take up all the regions. You know what I'm saying? It,
hey, wait,
it was a lot.
Well, you're talking about street racing.
A lot of them people
ain't
around no more.
I've heard you talking about street racing. You talking about
street
racing.
I heard you say you and your camp did real good this year, right?
Huh?
And wait, you said you and your camp did real good this year, right?
Yeah,
Man, back in the days, the little money you and your camp made for the year, it was probably more than that bet in one race back in the days that we raised
that. I just said that. Did you not hear me say that?
No, I didn't hear
that.
I
was racing for a whole lot more money back then.
I see that guy pay off a $25,000 bet for putting the car in reverse.
But see, you talking about street racing. Y'all actually talking about street racing.
That shit regulated racing is taking over.
Yeah, y'all talking
about
street racing.
A lot of them people ain't around no more.
I wasn't really talking about street racing.
No, they're not.
Those people not around now.
No,
yeah.
Those people ain't around no more.
Yeah, street racing, yeah, there was a lot more racing going on back then. Everybody know that.
Well, yeah.
You race every night in Memphis. Y'all come down from Chicago and race in Memphis. But
we use a hook up here with this right out running the lane, man. If it rain, we drive in front of the drive spot.
Yeah. I want to come
down and drive attacking Bobby Cole's ass all the time.
Right.
Yeah, we did drive a couple of tacks in his ass.
He drove some of y'all too.
We drove some down in his ass more than he drove in us, though.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn lie.
I put it to you like this. We sent that motherfucker to the graveyard then.
No, sir. Y'all ain't son Bobby no goddamn fuck.
We sent that motherfucker to the graveyard one night down there in Montgomery.
We got a few minutes left till the show is over. Any final thoughts? Any suggestions to make before we end the show this evening?
No, it was a good show. A lot of action tonight.
Yeah, I enjoyed this show tonight. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I enjoy y'all. It's been real.
Yeah, good show.
I appreciate you both calling in. I appreciate the support. It's going to get bigger and better, y'all. We just got to get that old school on track about that slick tie thing. Other than that, he's going to be all right.
Old school can get up off the ground, man. He on point with this, man. All D was really trying to tell them boys is if they showed up with a drag radio and he had on the slick, he wasn't going to hesitate to run the ass. He was going to run them. That's basically what he was saying.
So,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. When you talk to Bobby, tell him Knucklehead said hello.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I got some color sales money for that. You never know you're going to send it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. T-Rag is a great show, man.
Hey, T-Mac, this your second week on, man. We just let you know we're going to support you, brother.
I appreciate all you brothers, man. I appreciate the insight, the information, and, hey, it's going to get bigger and better, y'all. So we got some suggestions that I'm going to shoot to Jay Barnes about the drive of the year. Go ahead, just maybe come up with a few more categories. I appreciate y'all for the suggestions. We're definitely going to move forward on it.
All right, T-Mac. I'll holler at
you
next Friday.
All right, T-Mac. Have a great weekend. All right. All right, T-Mac. All right. 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 All right